I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. My food buddies are here. Chris Prosperi, senior contributor of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, senior producer Lori Mack, and producer Jonathan McNichol. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, do we have things for you. So much to tell you about. We are planning a Downton Abbey party for the Food Schmooze, and we hope it inspires you to have one, too. You might want to start planning as we're planning. We will feature the foods and wines that you have seen on the table at Downton Abbey. We're going to have those here on the show. It's been so much fun researching that. And we're planning the whole meal together. And that is next week on the Food Schmooze. And so I hope you will not miss it. We want to get you in the mood by inviting you to this dinner party with us through the air. So cooking is going to begin. Maybe Ooh. We'll wear stuff. You know,
you got me all going Great. Because I'm now hooked. I didn't need another television show in my life.
Are
and
you
now,
hooked now?
You were just like, you have to watch. I haven't seen it. And yeah, when you told me about the food and
again.
Stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it's so easy on net, right? To just watch the whole, like, you go sit down and you're like, I'll just watch one episode 5 hours later.
Oh, I know. And if you go online, there are so many groups that have formed over the food.
Yeah.
On the show where they discuss what was that recipe? Oh, do you think? Oh, did they drop the spoon? I mean, you can't believe the things that they say to each other. Okay, second announcement. We have a Food Schmooze Martini competition every June, as you probably know. And competing mixologists, I want you to start your engine. Start thinking now, even though it is December. June seems a long time away. I have just received word from Dean Orton of Connecticut Public Television that we are going to film the Food Schmooze Martini competition this time.
Awesome.
For our Connecticut Public Television. It's going on TV, so start thinking about that.
Very
and
cool.
As the months go on, we'll tell you about it. Ahead, we have the cookbook Fish. We have holiday gift ideas for the food lover in your life. And are you ready? The New Year's Eve Food Schmooze recipe to blow your circuits. Lobster with Chardonnay, vermouth, heavy cream, mushrooms, and black truffle butter over linguine. It is head-smacking good,
isn't it? I would say so.
Oh, we just had it just to you know, do a dry
run. Now we're ready for a nap.
And it is phenomenally good. We're going to tell you if you want, you know, there's a fair amount of heavy cream in this. If you want to lighten it up, we'll tell you how, because we're going to get to tell you about this recipe. Everything I'm talking about, by the way, the gifts we're talking about, all the recipes are online right now at WNPR.org. Click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show, and you'll see it all. And you can scroll back in time, but it's up there right now, or whenever you want to see it. Okay, we have also a champagne punch recipe online if you're having a big crowd instead of an intimate dinner.
You think you could do that if you weren't having a big crowd
anyway?
Yeah,
why not? Champagne punch for one.
Well, it serves 16.
Oh, I see.
So we like to have a good time on this show. What can I say? If you like to have a good time, too, even in your dreams, then you are an automatic Food Schmooze Club member. So before we get to our truffle butter lobster dinner for this New Year's Eve, we want to do our holiday gift ideas because the clock is ticking. A lot of these will be on our website so that you can see where to go to get some of these things if they sound appealing. That's WNPR.org. They're up there right now, in fact. Click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show. Okay, let's start this going. First thing I would like to mention is making something yourself.
Yeah, with all that time we have.
Yeah, I know.
No, but
well,
it does.
Some
it's
people,
meaningful.
Well, it is meaningful. So I have yet to meet someone who doesn't like popcorn. And so I was thinking, what would be fun for me to get that was homemade? Well, there are a lot of things. But one would be a golden curry popcorn.
Oh, that
and
sounds nice.
So we had talked about this popcorn recipe, and I tried it. It's really good. Because it was Oscar party time, and so we were suggesting that we have this curried popcorn for an Oscar party. So all you do is melt some butter, 4 tablespoons of butter, in a pot on high heat, and add a little bit of sugar, about 5 teaspoons of sugar, a 1/2 teaspoon of curry powder, and a fair amount of salt. And you stir your kernels in for about 30 seconds and remove it from the heat. Add it to the popcorn and toss it to coat. So you've made your popcorn, and now you've made this little curry bath, and you just pour that all over your popcorn. So you don't have to do the popcorn in it, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Like pouring the butter over the...
So it's like that. Then you're all good to go. Okay, so we just wanted to tell you about that. All right, Lori, what do you have as a gift idea?
This is one of my favorite little gadgets. Have you seen the handheld lemon squeezer?
Yeah.
I have it for limes. I do not have it for lemons, but I'm going to get one. They're aluminum, and they're brightly colored. It's just one piece. It opens. It's got a little bowl shape with holes on it. So when you cut your lemon, you put the flesh side down where the holes are. Then you close it, and it takes just about every little ounce of juice out of that lemon.
And the lemon turns inside out, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does. Because the ball hits it.
And it's for people like me, it's color coded. Green is for lime.
And yellow is
for lemon. And the big one, orange is for
oranges. Oh, they have one for oranges? I've never seen the one for oranges.
I have all three.
Do you use them at the restaurant by any chance? Because I've seen them in restaurants.
Yeah.
So what should we call those?
It's the handheld lemon squeezer, and it's about $3 and some odd cents, $3.50, say. And I found one.
What a good stocking stuffer.
It's a great stocking stuffer. I found one on webstrantstore.com.
Webstrantstore.com. Okay, and you could probably find them all over the place.
I'm
I know
sure.
They're in the cooking stores for sure. I have one before we go to you, Chris. There was an article, must be 7 years ago, in Gourmet Magazine about eating Italian style. And there is a network of women. They call themselves home food. There are a few men tossed in, but it's mostly women. And they're Cesarina. And they invite diners into their kitchens for a taste of traditional dishes made with the regional ingredients.
Ooh, how do you get in there?
I know. And there's this professor at the University of Bologna who launched this organization 2 years ago with a bunch of friends because she felt it was getting difficult to have the authentic foods of Italy. And the same thing's happening in France and probably some other countries. So now the group is got about 200 members. They stretch from Turin to Sicily. You take out a membership, it's $4, and then you can register at as many meals as you want, and they go from casual to in a Roman apartment to a feast at a Renaissance palace, believe it or not. So you can go online to homefood.it. That's homefood.it. The IT, of course, stands for Italy. And you find out more about that. So
that
we just
nice.
We wanted to let you know about that. Chris, what do you have for a gift?
All right, I was just trying to look up the actual name of it, but I was watching a commercial the other day. It was late night, actually, but it wasn't an infomercial. And my jaw dropped. It just stopped me in my tracks. There are new crock pots on the market, and these are modular. Don't laugh. This is serious stuff. These are modular.
Everybody's shocked you're doing it in slow cooker.
Yes.
But these are cool. See, her mouth has dropped too because these are so cool. So these you can click together. So if you have a buffet, they come in different sizes, and they actually snap together.
Well, why do we want that?
Because if you have a buffet and you're doing multiple dishes – right? If you're going to do, let's say...
I'm getting a vision in my head. I don't know.
You can never have enough crock pots. So anyway, they come in different sizes.
It's like Legos to you.
Totally.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So it snaps together like Legos. And
Legos.
Then you have one cord instead of four cords or six cords.
Oh,
right?
See,
so they
good.
All snap together and they come in different sizes. So you can have like dips in one end and two small ones. And then that snaps together to one big one.
Hot cider in one.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Is there a limit to how many you can...
That's why I have to look it up. I think that I don't think there's a limit. I think you can snap as many. Oh my God!
There's got to be. There has to be a limit.
There must be a limit.
At some point, there's a. You can't have infinite crock pots.
Yeah. What would you do with that?
Oh my gosh! Just think about the football party. You could have chili in one. Uh-huh. You could have stew in another. Like Lori just said, you could do a hot drink in one.
Melted cheese
for nachos.
Nachos. Okay.
Hot dips. Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
The possibilities are endless.
Okay. What are we calling that? The modular crock pot?
Yeah. And it's from the people from – it's a crock pot. So it is from the
rival. An actual crock pot.
Yeah, it's an actual crock pot. So it is from rival. And I was just – I looked at it and it comes in cool colors. And
right.
I want 7 or 8 of them.
Again, all of these presents are going to be on our website. They're there right now at WNPR.org. Click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show. Just as our special Food Schmooze New Year's Eve dinner is online right now, and that is that amazing lobster dinner with truffle butter. Wow. Okay, here's a quick one before Jonathan gives us one. This is apple pie baked in a paper bag. And you could buy this and send it off to somebody.
Everything's in a paper bag.
Meatloaf. It's the
apple turkey.
Yeah. Okay. So this is called The Elegant Farmer, apple pie baked in a paper bag. It sounds odd, I know, but somebody that I know at the magazine said it was so delicious, like insanely good crust, crisp to the point of crunchy, very butter-rich crust, sugar coating, and a filling of fat, juicy, perfectly tender apple slices bathed in warm spices. The crust had bite. The fruit was a pure perfection, bringing crisp and creamy together. And there is a picture of it on the plate from the magazine. It looks so good. I have not tried this myself, but I just think, what a fun present to get in the mail. It's around $40, and it's from elegantfarmer.com.
What
an apple
good
pie
idea.
That you bake in a brown paper bag. Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Jonathan, what do you have as a present?
So a few months ago, we were talking about home soda makers on the show, which I've been since then kind of paying attention to. And I found there's one that's portable and so smaller and cheaper. And you can basically make seltzer on demand. You don't have to do a big bottle. You're not hooked into their
Coffee makers.
Basically, yeah.
So one glass at a time. That's really cool.
$60, no big deal.
One glass at a time?
You can, if that's what you want to do.
Who makes it?
It's the Mastrad Pure Fizz Soda Maker.
Do you know how you spell Mastrad?
It's Mastrad.
Very cool.
Wait, I wonder where you get that. I know someone who should have that.
Well, oh, I should. Me. I should.
Yeah, could you get Mountain Dew flavor?
Yes, I met you. Right. And another person.
Jonathan's Christmas wish list.
Yes, that's right. We were picking gifts for ourselves, I thought. No,
I definitely was.
Does happen to me when I go out holiday shopping. I do end up with a few things for myself.
What's the best part for you?
Just impossible not to. Okay, so the Mastrad, I have to get that from you after the show.
Well, it'll be on our website.
So. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Go to the website.
I mean, I've got to run and find out where I can get this thing. This is very important.
Yeah.
All right. We wanted to mention that there is Lamoth's Sugar House in Burlington, Connecticut, where they make a very good maple syrup and lots of other things. So want to mention them. And that is a lead-in to say, if you go to Connecticut Grown online, you will find out where all the locations are to get Connecticut grown and produced products. So it would be nice to do a gift basket walking in the door or as a present for somebody. So there are all kinds of sources for those. Just go online to that. If you're in the candy mode, these were very good, don't you think? There's a candy company in Connecticut, Truffle Maker. Miriam Hope Ryder is the owner of Taste by Spellbound. And
they're gone.
In Avon. We ate every single one. And very unusual flavors. The chocolate was killer, by the way. It was one that tasted like pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good. I didn't know what was in it.
And
I
find out. We just kept plowing through them.
Literally, the box
really
is empty. Okay,
yeah,
so you can go online to spellbound.com.
Spellboundgirl.com.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Wonderful business cards. And there you go. Spellbonegirl.com, and it's in Avon, Connecticut. One quick thing. There is a company that makes, I saw this in the Times, that makes a kitchen knife that is supposed to be a knife that never, this is the dream of everyone, that never needs sharpening.
Yeah, that's
the
my
Ginsu,
dream.
The Ginsu, with the one you cut the one you cut your shoe and the can.
And the
then,
can.
Then it still cuts.
Because sometimes your soda cans are too big. You need to cut them down.
Yeah. And then it goes right through the
tomato. This is much more interesting. This is made from an alloy of titanium, zirconium, and other metals. Developed 20 years ago at the California Institute of Technology.
Wow.
Had some funding from NASA. I think that's just to give it sex appeal.
Yeah.
It's supposed to hold its keen edge, says the Times, for as long as 10 years.
Wow.
The 8-inch model, it's not free, but the 8-inch model is round. It's got a beautiful balance. Slices quite well. There's one with a plastic handle and one with an ironwood handle. And we're talking $250 to $400 on these blades, and they're
that's far from free.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's V Matter, initial V Matter, MATTER.com, and so there you go. That's kind of fun. Now we've come to our break. We're going to take a quick one, and as we do, we want to say get ready because we are going to talk to you about our favorite, our special New Year's Eve dinner, and it is unbelievably delicious. We just ate it just now. Chris made it for us, and it is so terrific. I cannot tell you. Lobster, truffles, cream, mushrooms, so many good things. Chardonnay, vermouth, all in the sauce. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of the Food Schmooze.
Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton. I hope you'll make a charitable contribution to Feed the Hungry. The Food Schmooze Party here on WNPR is heard Wednesdays at 3 and 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. You can join the conversation with us on Facebook. Simply search The Faith Middleton Show. Thanks to our talented crew, senior contributor Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, Eugenia Matruda, Marion Roy, senior producer Lori Mack, and producer Jonathan McNichol. We thank you first and foremost for listening. We have tons of other gift suggestions for you, all of them at our website right now. We're going to tell you about them. But first, we don't want to delay another minute because this is something. I want to talk with you about what I think is probably the most to die for New Year's Eve, a lobster dinner. Here it is. I mean, there's just something wonderful about having lobster on New Year's Eve.
Yes,
you can do this with shrimp, by the way. But it's the fun of this holiday season. So this is lobster, mushrooms, Chardonnay, vermouth, over linguine with black truffle butter. It is crazy, crazy delicious. And if you prefer shrimp, again, you can do that. Lobster, just go for it. And I'm telling you, open a bottle of champagne and you're on top of the world. This is a recipe from Cree Lefevre. And let me tell you, it is a knockout. Yes, not only your socks are blown off, but you are unconscious from pleasure when you eat this thing. And here's how it works. You know, a lobster pot, which is really a stock pot. And you know, there's a second pot with holes on the bottom that fits inside, usually. And so you put those in. It's called the steamer insert. So you put that out. And then you fill the pot right up to the small circle steamer pot, so a couple inches, you know, at the bottom. Fill it up to the gets to the holes with vermouth, bay leaves, and water. And then you just cover it and boil that for about 10 minutes. And you have, you know, of course, the lobsters are in there. And when, you know, they've cooked in there for 10 minutes, kind of steamed in there, you take them out, crack them open, pull the lobster meat out, and set the shells back into the pot. Just set that lobster meat aside for a little bit. Now, it's the shells we want to work with first. So you're going to put the shells back in that stock pot and add some carrots and some onions and parsley, some thyme and ginger and celery. You cover that with water. And now you simmer that for a little while, and you have now the
lobster
base.
Broth.
The shells are in there, and you can take a hard spoon and go smash, smash, smash to get the juice out of them. You have now the most gorgeous lobster sauce. Oh. Actually, it's a stock.
Yeah.
But you see, you get it's all fancy when you say stock. Really, you just mashed
it's
up
yummy.
A bunch of shells and threw in some vegetables and some water and a little vermouth, and you are good to go. And now you've got this incredible sauce, and you just, you know, stick it through a strainer so that the shells get out of there, and you've got this beautiful lobster broth now. Now, here comes the sauce magic. Right, Chris? You take a saucepan on the top of the stove. You add to that saucepan some butter, some shallots, and some mushrooms. And you add just a little bit of that lobster shell broth that was in that pot. And a touch of heavy cream. Well, quite a lot of heavy cream.
More than a touch. Okay.
That's when you say, everyone, look over there. Uh-huh. Glug, 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 glug.
Here we go. Then you add your truffle butter and your lobster meat into this. And you start stirring it around until it's just warm through. And then you toss some pasta with a little more of that liquid lobster juice. Then put on the lobster and the truffle butter, and you just stir it all around just a little bit, and there you go. You have lobster, truffle butter, Chardonnay, vermouth, mushroom, ginger, and that is served over linguine. And I made it gluten-free just for fun. To be the one who makes it gluten-free, to see what that's like. Used Jovial, our favorite kind of pasta from...
And I tried yours just for fun.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It is really good. It's like the real thing. It's from Tuscany. That makes it gluten-free right there. Nothing else in here that would not be gluten-free.
But don't tell people it's gluten-free. That pasta, the Jovial, I think you can get away with it.
Oh, no.
You can totally just say we're having pasta and boom. Yeah.
And it's whole grain.
It's very good.
I wouldn't have known the difference.
You really can't.
No, it's the best one on the market.
And it's thin. It's linguine. It's thin. Yeah. It's beautiful. What did we all think of this?
I'd be really happy with that on New Year's Eve.
Oh, just some champagne.
Rosé champagne. Oh,
yeah.
I might have to fall asleep before 12, though.
God, is that good.
Have fire going in the fireplace. Yeah.
I will tell you, it's rich.
It's rich.
But, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to, Chris. Remember we were
talking
about
just lighten it up a little. You don't need as much cream as they use. You could lighten it up if you didn't want it to be
so rich.
A little
more of the lobster stock and a little less of the cream. Yeah. And it'll still taste absolutely delicious.
And then you could make up for it with dessert. So
of
that would be good. You could lighten
then
you, it up
then
and
you
then
can
still
have
cover,
like, yeah, then you can have like creme brulee.
Creme brulee,
or something
I knew you were
going
to say creme
cream.
Brulee, yes.
To make up for the fact that you took it out, then you can, you just put it somewhere else.
Uh-huh. And then you've got a cream deficit.
But then you're even, right? Yeah, then you're even. No deficit. You're even at the end of the meal. So you just got to make sure you get it somewhere.
Right. I think we're talking about, you know, some apples or some pears that are roasted in the oven or something. Something very simple. You know, maybe a little, I don't know. It's got to be simple.
I like the roasted apple or roasted pear idea.
Yeah.
That's well, Ina Garten's got a good recipe for apple pear crisp or something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It sounded really good.
That sounds
good.
I
might try.
Okay.
This is the dish for New Year's.
Yeah, that's
so,
great.
This is at our website, WNPR.org. Just click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show. It's up there right now or anytime you want to look at it. And this is from Cree Lefevre's recipe. It was one that we found and decided to try and just were blown away by this. I'm telling you, this is the recipe. And even if it's not for New Year's Eve, if you're having some special, lovely dinner for people, this is it.
I want to throw in, too, that you could do some of this ahead of time. You don't have to do the all at once. You
could
steam the lobsters ahead of time, like the day before. You could make that broth the day before, put it all in the refrigerator, and then next day do the rest of it. Right?
Bless you.
So you can break it up. You're not doing it all at once.
That's right. Yeah. And just it's just that second part at the end that you have come together, and it's easy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the thing. If you are – we're going to get to the rest of the holiday gifts we wanted to tell you about. But if you're thinking – of having a big crowd, not doing one of these little small, intimate, elegant dinner parties, but think having a big crowd for your New Year's Eve party, we've got a recipe here for you. We found this at Epicurious, and it is their champagne punch recipe. It is so easy, and every single person, you know, one of the things they do at Epicurious is ask people, well, how many times would you make this again? Would you ever make it again? And they're honest. You know, if some people say 3 and some people say 10 or 25 or 100, every single person said I would make this again.
Very cool.
Wow.
So it's the champagne punch. Here's what it is. This is on our website right now, WNPR.org. Just click on the Faith Middleton Show on programs. A cup of triple sec, a cup of brandy, a half a cup of Chambord, 2 cups of pineapple juice, unsweetened, 1 cup of ginger ale, chilled, 1 bottle of champagne, dry or sparkling wine. You don't want anything fancy for this, so go for your bargains on this. In a bowl, you combine the triple sec, the brandy, the Chambord, and the pineapple juice, and you put some plastic wrap over that and chill it in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours, but probably good overnight. Right. Huh. Then you've made half the thing already. Then when it's time to go, you get out this punch bowl, the large punch bowl, and you combine that triple sec mixture that's been chilling with the bottle of ginger ale and your sparkling wine, the bottle of sparkling wine. Whoa. Dump in some ice cubes, a little stir.
Heaven.
And get the cups ready, and there you go.
That sounds really that sounds good.
Happy, happy people at that party. Okay, there you go.
It's time to get the punch bowl out again.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the punch bowl.
Jeez, I don't even think I have a punch bowl anymore.
You must, no?
Oh, no, I used to. I don't junk that thing.
I used my
it's time
cake,
to get a new one.
What do you call those things? The cake dome?
Yeah.
I used it as a punch bowl for
inverted.
Thanksgiving.
There you go.
I actually inverted it.
Good for you. Why not?
And it worked really well.
Good. Good. You could use really anything.
You could.
You know?
A bucket.
Yeah, good.
Jonathan has the 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah. All right.
It says Lowe's on the outside.
There we go. That'll work.
One of those
orange
plastic trash bags.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, here's what we're going to do very quickly. We're going to whip through, before we go to the fish cookbook, we're going to whip through the holiday gifts to tell you again, these are at our website. You can just go to them. We'll tell you how to get to these things. So Ariston Olive Oil and Vinegar, they are in Connecticut, and they have a family members, and they have factory, small factory in Kalamata in Greece, and they make, now they're making jams of all kinds. They make olives now, and a beautiful olive oil, and vinegars of all kinds. They're even making an olive oil that is pizza. It has pizza flavor in
really?
It. Yes,
how
yes.
Interesting.
They have a
that'd
chocolate olive
yeah.
oil.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
I mean, so just go Ariston, A-R-I-S-T-O-N, AristonOliveOil.com. If you would like a brownie pan that makes all edges kind of like turns, makes
yeah.
turns, and so the whole thing, the way the pan is shaped, makes all crispy edges on
really
your brownies, you can go to BakersEdge.com and you can use that pan to also do lasagna that way, so it has its edges.
Nice.
So that's
genius.
Cool. So that's
yes.
so we're going to
yeah.
put that up. If you like Spanish sardines, and they come in a can, they're just extraordinary.
Love them.
Go online to latienda.com, LATIENDA, latienda.com, and you'll see all kinds of things from Spain. They're delicious.
Love
How
this.
About herbs and vegetables to buy in the spring? And a gift certificate from Whiteflower Farm.
Oh, that's a good idea.
In Connecticut. They have good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
You can go online to any of our vineyards and see
sure.
in Connecticut and see the vineyards. If you go online, they're all named. And you can order, you know, different kinds from these places. And so if you're a fan of, this is something that I every year I always want, you know, I dream of getting this for a present. This is the John Booz cutting board, J-O-H-N-B-O-O-S. These are the most beautiful cutting boards. And they come in maple, they come in walnut, and they are so strong. They just last forever.
Beautiful.
They're gorgeous, gorgeous. And they're around 100 and something all the way up to many hundreds for different sizes. And so it's johnbooz.com.
And you can wrap that up and put a little sriracha candy cane on your wrapping paper. I thought you guys might like that.
Wait, what?
Sriracha flavored candy cane.
No.
Wow. What fun.
I thought there's a sriracha shortage. Is that
no, they're doing fine.
I don't know.
There's a Russian chocolate sablé cookie from Mary's Marvelous in East Hampton and Amagansett on the east end of Long Island. You can go online to marysmarvelous.com. That chocolate sablé is phenomenal. If you want to give us a present, a way to make your own mushrooms, of different kinds. This is great for young people. It's great for grown-ups. There is an amazing man who spent his whole life as an adult doing nothing but working on all kinds of mushrooms in forests in California. This is Paul Stamets. And so if you go online, you can do this. You can. They have ones that are very easy
like
for young
to
people
to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All
I
kinds
gave my
of,
mom one once. It was a log that you seed. And yeah. It's pretty cool.
So it's fungi.com, F-U-N-G-I .com. Also, Gustiamo.com. They take all these products from Italy and bring all kinds of things over here, and they have a factory. And these are very small producers in Italy that make beautiful things. And so you might want to check to see what they have going. I love everything that they have. I always have. Gustiamo.com, G-U-S-T-I-A-M-O.com. And also, if you like, you know, very cold beer, I do. When I'm having beer, I like it to be cold and stay cold while I'm having it. And I will often put this beer into the freezer and so that it's furiously cold. But after a while, it starts to get just okay.
I'm with
there's
you
100%. This, yeah, there's a company called Chilsner.com. And they have this thing that you put it in the freezer and then it's about, what would you say, about 12 inches long. And you put the skinny frozen thing into the beer.
And so it's like a ice cube kind of thing.
And so that ice
it's like
is
like
in,
an icicle.
It's yeah. like an icicle. And yeah. so that icicle is in your beer now, your bottle of beer. And you can actually drink with it in the bottle.
That's
the,
totally
the,
cool.
The beer goes through it.
Oh,
you know, or you can
it.
Take
chills
it out
it
if you want.
Yeah.
It, and it stays really, really cold.
Right,
so I think if you're if you love
cold
you know,
beer.
These beautiful beers that people make, Chilsner.com, C-H-I-L-L-S-N-E-R. And so there are tons and tons of things that we could tell you about. I wish we had enough time, but if you want to see any of the things we've been talking about, then please go to our website right now, WNPR.org. Just click on programs for the Faith Middleton Show, and you will see everything that we all talked about that we think would be great things for you. And don't forget that our wonderful people who make things here in Connecticut, you can get all kinds of things for them. So coming up, we're going to be talking about fish. Wonderful, wonderful recipes, including the one we've been talking about, which is this lobster dish. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about all kinds of dishes that you can make. So stick around. Faith Middleton with the gang, and this is the Food Schmooze Party coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. You can tweet us at FaithWNPR, and to join the conversation with us on Facebook, search the Faith Middleton Show. Okay, here we go. We have with us Cree LeFevre, who is author of Fish, 54 Seafood Feasts. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Faith. It's great to be on with you.
Thank you, Cree. So the first thing we all wanted to start with was this New England cod chowder, with blue corn griddle cakes and cherry tomato parsley salad. This idea of New England cod chowder is different from what most people will do.
Yeah, I mean, what I was doing here was trying to put together salt cod with the chowder, which is obviously rich and creamy, and the salt cod adds that sort of depth of flavor that I don't think you get from fresh cod. So I was going that way, and I think it's a perfect kind of cold weather dish, too, because it's got a lot of kind of heft to it, especially when paired together with these other items.
And to do this, you buy the cod, the salt cod, that needs to be soaked.
Yeah, it requires some planning ahead on the cook's part because the salt cod should soak for, ideally 2 days. We should change the water maybe twice a day during that time. And at that point, it leaches out a bunch of the salt so you don't have too salty a soup. And at that point, it softens up when you buy it. It's like this, I'm sure many of your listeners have seen it. It's sort of a rock of cod that's kind of crusty and salty, and it's both dried and cured in salt. So you're leaching out some of the salt and softening it up, and at that point, then you're ready to start cooking.
And so once you put this together, you've got pepper, there's onion, potato, whole milk, heavy cream, celery, and I guess that's about it.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's sort of meant to be kind of pure in a certain sense. You obviously have to, you want to take things carefully because the salt cod is salty still, so you don't add any salt. The cream, sort of smooths everything out. And I actually put celery leaves, which are so fragrant and make the soup really pretty as well.
Here's the thing that you put together here. This blue corn griddle cake that you feel is great to serve with this cod mixture of soup. So eggs and sugar and whole milk and butter and blue corn meal. You can do yellow or white. Some all-purpose flour, salt, baking soda, butter for the griddle, and some coarse salt. And this is easy. So this is eggs, sugar in a mixing bowl. Also add milk, butter, and mix. Add the cornmeal, flour, kosher salt, baking soda, and then mix with a rubber spatula until the dry ingredients are just incorporated, stirring the batter gently. And then this goes into a cast iron griddle, right?
Yeah, I mean, really, if you can make pancakes, you can make these little griddle cakes. They're really simple, and I'm a big fan of not fussing when we're working with dry ingredients. So I'm a big baker, actually, despite the fact that I haven't written a baking book. But, I'm big on just whipping together those wet ingredients and then adding the dry ingredients and working it as little as possible, not so you don't develop any of the gluten in the flour, and getting those cakes into some hot butter and flipping them. Once your griddle's hot, they come out really beautifully, and they're kind of, they're not too sweet, but they're sort of like, it's like eating cornbread with something like this. And to me, it goes with the corn chowder or the cod chowder because it's sort of old worldy feeling. It sort of feels like, blue corn sort of harkens back to sort of maybe, Native American corn. And the settlers in New England were, in fact, eating a lot of dried cod as for anyone's ship going back, many, many years ago. So
Cree Lefevre is author of Fish, 54 Seafood Feasts. We made, and we're going to help everybody make this for a special dinner on New Year's Eve. And I'm talking about your lobster and black truffle linguine. And we just finished eating it, and we thought it was so delicious.
Heavenly.
We told people how we made it. I just wanted to say congratulations. This is really,
really
wonderful. I also decided, because we have a number of people who can't have gluten for various reasons, and so I thought, well, let me try it with some kind of pasta. And so I found one, Jovial, which is brown rice pasta, and it was delicious with your recipe.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. I have never tried it with gluten-free pasta. I know I've worked with corn pasta a little bit, and I think rice pasta is probably maybe a better choice from my experience baking with gluten-free ingredients. I think I'm partial to rice over over corn, but I'm not surprised that it worked with gluten-free pasta. I mean, the problem with gluten-free pasta, to my mind, is that it doesn't have the rich kind of flavor that the wheat actually brings to it. So rice is kind of less flavorful to my mind.
Well, if you try, though, this Jovial.
That's a great brand.
They make it from Tuscany. And they are distributors here in Connecticut, and they sell it all over the country, and it is fantastic. All kinds of contests to see, you know, looking at 10, 12, 15, 20 companies, and this is the one that wins. It's really good.
Oh, wonderful. I will try it. Okay. I have yet to try that. That sounds terrific.
Yeah.
And, you know, the truth is, of course, when you have lobster and black truffles and cream, it tends to taste good pretty much, right?
No matter what. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. You can put it on cardboard.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Do leather, whatever you want.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, so we were saying earlier that there are going to be some people. You know, you're calling for quite a bit of cream in here in this recipe. And we said to people, heavy cream, you know, 1.5 to 2 cups of heavy cream. So if you, for whatever reason, if you want to cut back on the amount of heavy cream you're going to use, wouldn't you say that it'd be just fine to cut back a little bit on the amount of heavy cream and add some of the stock, the lobster stock?
Yeah. You could up your stock and pull back on your cream, absolutely. And I think it would be, you know, maybe not as rich, but possibly more or less delicious depending on your taste. So this was intended to be sort of super decadent, and I don't think it needs to be. And it might be just as good, a little lighter, exactly. So I think it's obviously about the texture of your sauce once it's finished. So you need to make sure that it's, you know, it's smooth and rich and liquid enough. So just adjusting the stock would absolutely do that.
You rice your potatoes. You've got a recipe for riced chive potatoes. I love potatoes with chives. So tell me how you do it.
So I am such a huge fan of this, Faith, because, you know, potatoes are, I mean, they're one of my son Penn's absolutely favorite foods. I mean, he would eat potatoes practically every meal, which is funny to me. But when you work potatoes, they can get tough depending on what kind of potatoes they are, obviously, the starch level. But so when you rice potatoes, they never are worked at all. So I cook my potatoes, I place them in the ricer, force them through, and then what I have is sort of this lovely sort of light mixture that's been threaded through the ricer. So it's just sort of in the pot, like in a sort of pile there and untouched. And then when I'm really just about ready to serve, I've got my hot cream, which also has the butter melted into it and the salt and pepper already in it. And then so when I'm really ready to go, I pour that scalded liquid over the potatoes and just mix it just till it's mixed. And so it makes some of the lightest, most lovely potatoes that I can make, at least. So, and I love chives too. So
that's Yukon Gold and potatoes with some heavy cream, some butter, black pepper, kosher salt, and some chives, and that's how that all comes together.
Yeah, it's super simple, and I you know, I really encourage people just to try it once and see what they think. I know it can sound fussy. It can sound one of those sort of chefy things that's slightly annoying, and why not just mash your potatoes as most people do? But I think if you can just find yourself a little ricer of some kind and try it once, you might not go back.
Well, I want to tell you, I want to just say, because we're about out of time, but there's a recipe you have for pan-fried lime chipotle tilapia with a chili corn, and you can use frozen corn if it's, you know, cause obviously it's not the season for this now, but delicious. And that corn recipe has olive oil, serrano chili, coriander, cumin seeds, and fresh corn kernels or frozen. And you can make this chili corn and this dish, pan-fried lime chipotle tilapia with chili corn. Thank you so much, Cree LaFaver, for being with us.
Thank you, Faith.
Okay, the book is called Fish, 54 Seafood Feasts. Well, that was fun, huh?
She's great.
Yeah, she is. And we're going to have her back on the show soon because there are more fish dishes that we wanted to talk about. So we're all excited about that. Okay, I went to Ibiza in New Haven. I know. This is a Spanish restaurant. And I had the best wine, the best. That it is the kind of place where you say, well, how about if I have a little of this? And so out will come these gorgeous anchovies, whole anchovies, and then it'll be on some toasty little piece of bread of some kind with an avocado, you know, on there. And then you just, I mean, just heaven. Unbelievable. And then some meat thing, and then there's lobster happening. And, oh, it's just terrific. Terrific. So I just wanted to say it's a fun time of year to go out to all kinds of restaurants. And it's just because I haven't been at Ibiza, as they say, in a while, right downtown in New Haven. And it is fantastic. Lots of sightings there because you see people who are, you know, famous people are going to be probably teaching at Yale,
sure,
as guests and are well known in the public. You see very famous professors who are in there eating, and it's really quite something. Yeah,
and the wines. You're right. The wines.
The wines are fantastic.
I'm in the mood for really good wine.
Yeah, me too.
Their wines are just,
and not only the dinner tables, but you can sit at the bar and eat, and that is really
fun.
Everybody's talking and having a grand old time. It's like being in Spain.
Yeah.
So thank you to them for a lovely time and reminding me how lovely you are. Okay, so all of the things that we talked about on this show, I want to remind you, are at our website. It's the gifts that we talk about for the holidays. And we also talked about our New Year's dinner, our Food Schmooze New Year's dinner with lobster and truffle, black truffle. And cheese and vermouth
Chardonnay, ginger.
Thanks, Cree, for that one.
Oh my God, so good, so good. We ate it.
That's a keeper.
And you can use it. You can use shrimp if you don't want to do a lobster.
Sure.
But we absolutely love this. It is just mind-blowingly delicious. So there's that. And all of it is at our website, WNPR.org, and click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show, and you'll see everything we talked about. One more reminder, on this show, on the Food Schmooze, we are going to have our very own Downton Abbey party, because the new series is starting on PBS, and we are so excited about this, so we've decided to have one on the show. We invite you to do the same. And we can't wait to tell you about that. We've been studying the foods that have been on the show and that people ate at these castles and gorgeous places, you know, during this real time period. We've been watching episodes of the show to see what's been on the table, what the chefs and cooks and service people have been putting and serving to all the stars on the show. And so we have wines picked out. We have... You cannot believe it. And that's going to be on the next Food Schmooze. So I hope you will not miss this. And I hope it inspires you to do the same, to have a Downton Abbey party. It's right at the beginning of January.
There's
the real
so
thing is going to start.
There's so many people watching, right? I mean, you could get the whole neighborhood together for the opening show,
fun.
Right?
Really fun.
That would be fun.
So get your
big screen televisions ready and get everybody together.
Yeah. And then everyone makes one course, right?
Some people will.
The work.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? Share the work, right? Someone does the soup course. Oh, my.
And some people are going to wear snazzy clothes. You know, other people.
Period clothing.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
It is
to go
really
back
cool.
in time. I mean, I was not a watcher until now, and now I'm addicted.
Yeah, well, you've got some shows to get to.
Oh, my gosh.
Buddy.
But you can watch, like I said, you watch five or six at a time. Oh, look, it's 3 a.m. I should get some sleep.
Oh, boy.
But it is
great.
That good a show.
It really is good.
The acting, the character, right? The whole thing.
Yeah.
And that time period was amazing time.
Well, it's an interesting time in our culture to see how the lives of women change, how royalty changes, how working class people live their lives. It's all very, very interesting. Okay, well, thank you all so much to Lori Mack, to Jonathan McNichol, Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. The Food Schmooze on WNPR airs Wednesdays at 3 and 9 p.m., Saturdays at noon. We're online anytime. Find the recipes, food, products, restaurants, value wines, and easy cocktails we feature right now at WNPR.org. Click on Programs for the Faith Middleton Show. Here's to pleasure, my friends, and remember, never eat more than you can lift. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.